This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Second Special General Convention of Nepali Congress extended until Wednesday. Discussions continue at various levels to resolve disputes seen within Nepali Congress. Government issues tribal advisory for Nepalese in Iran, urging caution and travel avoidance amid security concerns. Cabinet approves the formulation of bill on rights and development of Dalits, and thousands of people feared death after anti-government protests crackdown in Iran. U.S. President Trump briefed on military operations for Iran. Now the news in detail. The second special general convention of the Nepali Congress underway in Kathmandu has been extended until Wednesday, according to coordinator of the publicity committee for the Congress special convention, Subhas Pokhrel, as discussions on the reports presented during the ongoing closed session have taken longer than expected. The voting process for selecting new leadership could not proceed today. The convention, which began on Sunday, entered its closed session yesterday. During the session, participants have completed their opinion sharing on the reports presented by the parties to General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Vishwaprakash Sharma. However, additional time is being taken for the General Secretaries to respond to questions raised during the discussions. Earlier, the election schedule made public by the Election Committee Coordinator, Senior Advocate Sitaram Keshi, had set the voting time from 9 p.m. today. Meanwhile, tripartite discussions are also ongoing at various levels to resolve the disputes seen within the Nepali Congress. According to party leader Sam Ghimire, leaders from the establishment faction and the special convention faction have been engaged in dialogue since early this morning in an effort to reach a consensus. Nepal government has issued travel advisory to all Nepali citizens currently living and working in Iran to follow the security advisory of the competent authorities of Iran, stay indoors and remain alert and exercise caution. Likewise, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has urged all Nepali citizens planning to travel to Iran to avoid their plan until the situation in the country returns to normal. For emergency, people are requested to contact the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Kathmandu and the Embassy of Nepal in Doha. The government has appointed Ram Bahadur Rawal of Bajura as the Prime Minister's press advisor. The cabinet meeting on Monday appointed him to the post. At a press conference organized today, Minister for Communications and Information Technology and government spokesperson Jagadish Kharel shared the cabinet decision, which also includes the approval for formulating a bill on the rights and development of the Dalits. According to Minister Kharel, the government has approved the organizational structure and position of the Land Revenue Office and Survey Offices to establish Land Revenue Offices and Survey Offices in Fikal of Ilam, Sutab of Solokumbu, Kulti of Bajura, and Ramtadi of Mogu districts. Furthermore, the government has approved the budgets to different countries by different ministers, secretaries, and office bearers of different commissions. Speaker of the dissolved House of Representatives, Devaraj Khemere, has stressed that all political parties should participate in the election to a new House of Representatives in an enthusiastic manner to make a country free from adverse circumstances. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar today, he said he laid emphasis on the need of participation of all sides in the election to the House of Representatives elections scheduled for 5th of March. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel asserted that good governance could be prompted even with a small initiative forwarded with good intention. Inspecting the district administration office in Kathmandu today, Minister Kharel reminded that the key demands of the Gen Z are good governance and end to corruption. He also urged everyone to play their parts to help achieve those goals by initiating good deeds. During the inspection, the minister appreciated the technology-friendly approaches adopted by the district administration office in Kathmandu for prompt, effective and transparent service delivery. The district administration office, Kathmandu, has recently implemented the public announcement system, PAS, and a token system with QR code aimed at making its service delivery safe, transparent, and effective. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एड दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एड दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Chaulagai has said that Karnali is grappling with a number of climate change issues. Minister Chaulagai claimed that the Karnali province could contribute to the world in tackling climate change issues through traditional knowledge and skills. He said so at a province-level consultation program for the preparation of Karnali province targeted proposed project for Green Climate Fund. Similarly, Member Secretary of the National Trust for Nature Conservation, Dr. Naresh Subedi, said that this program would make significant contribution in four districts, including Karnal, Jajarkot, Jumla, Dolpa, and Dailek. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News. Bulletin now to some international news updates. Thousands of people are feared dead after a crackdown on anti-government protests in Iran, as Iranians describe terrible levels of death and destruction, the BBC says. Similarly, Reuters news agency cited an Iranian security official as saying that the death toll could be around 2,000 people, including security personnel. In response to the crackdown, U.S. President Donald Trump says countries doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on trade with the U.S. His national security team is expected to meet later to discuss intervention options. The U.S. president has already been briefed on a range of military and covert tools for his country could use. The U.S. president had earlier said that his military was weighing very strong options to intervene if more protesters were killed. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister has said Tehran is open to talks with Washington but remains prepared for war. The Syrian army has declared Maskana and Deir Hapur in the eastern Aleppo countryside closed military zones, accusing Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, of regrouping in the area. A military source told Al Jazeera on Tuesday that the SDF destroyed three bridges connecting areas under their control with government-controlled areas east of Aleppo following days of deadly battles inside the country itself and the departure of the Kurdish-led group's fighters. The Syrian Army Operations Authority called on armed groups in Maskana and Deir Hapur to withdraw to the east of Euphrates, asserting that Iranian-made drones were being launched from the two areas against civilians in Aleppo. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the high hills and mountains of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces, while the weather is remaining in the remaining areas will be fair. Mist will persist in some places of the Torai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Second Special General Convention of Nepali Congress extended until Wednesday. Discussions continue at various levels to resolve disputes seen within Nepali Congress. Nepal government issues travel advisory for Nepalese in Iran, urging caution and travel avoidance amid security concerns. Cabinet approves the formulation of Bill on Rights and Development of Dalits. And thousands of people feared death after anti-government protest crackdowns in Iran. U.S. President Trump briefed on military and covert options for Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.